You ever seen Bangin' the magic shave in there?
The little shh. That.
But it's no, it's coming like a tube.
Hell no.
You could use it, but you could use it for your head too.
Huh.
So it's magic shave. It's like Nair almost. So after you hit it with the clippers, you put that magic shave on your face for 10 minutes, and your face, boom.
Bowling ball.
Yeah. Pay homage. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
Take it down. If you know like I know,
Top of the Mook is back.
Episode 53.
Shibadoo, I want you.
What's happening?
Hey, you know I was going to try for the new edition.
Was you?
Yeah, they were like, man, but you got to be, you know what I'm saying? We got to wear the same suits and all that. I said, hey, bitch, I ain't wearing the same suits as you niggas.
You got to be different.
Yeah, I got to
stand out. You got to be full.
And they're like, nah, you can't do it. So the
jig is up.
So I'm thinking about getting me a regular day with my singing. I'm thinking I'm getting a little bit better at the singing.
Sound good to me, brother.
Yeah, don't be lying, man.
We go to the studio today.
Why they say? What the young nigga say? Don't be capping, man.
The capper.
Why you capping, man?
Put the cap on.
You got the caps on, don't you?
Yep, always captions.
Hey, man, well, speaking of cap,
gotta
let's
be
not be
up.
Capping.
Well, don't
make
do
sure y'all go to 5-star Google, man. Give all the reviews on the Apple
Podcast.
Yeah, I got my words all tangled up, but it's all right. Guess what? We back here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all don't be capping over there. Make sure y'all get the top of the MOOC reviews. Goddamn, get fucking
okay.
My shit up, man.
It's okay, brother. Get your mind right.
It's your fault, brother. I don't know why it's your fault, but I'm going to say it's your
breathe
fault.
Breathe through your nose, man.
Make me feel better.
There you go. Bless yourself.
Make sure y'all go to Apple, give 5-star reviews. Don't be capping on there. Get some real shit. Get some real understanding. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how y'all fucking with Top of the Mook, man. And make sure you go to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips. Subscribe. Top of the Mook Instagram. Top of the Mook TikTok.
Everything.
Top of the Mook everything. Top of the Mook. Hey, podcast, if you're on here on YouTube right now, this is my favorite way of viewing Top of the Mook is on YouTube. Top
yeah, I like to watch the podcast.
Watch and see and listen.
Yeah, I rarely listen to it on a streaming platform. Yeah. Any podcast. I probably never have, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's always the YouTube. Even if I'm just listening to it, I got the YouTube Red, so the premium YouTube, so I can still listen to it on my phone.
Oh, yeah, you know, me too, brother.
It plays about a role.
Yep.
So that's how I listen to it.
Turn the phone off and just.
Yeah, that's the way.
And then when I'm ready to look again, just.
I just turn it on, lay there, boop, and they'll be listening to the podcast. So,
yep, 100%.
Or I'm just looking at it when I do have time. But yeah, man, that's the best way to do it. So make sure y'all comment here too. You know what I mean? I know I do look at all the comments and try to interact as much as I can on a universal level, not the roasters. Like, you know, Slim don't like me roasting the people on the top of the page. Like,
stop commenting to people.
So I just give it love.
Sometimes you can't help yourself, though.
Of course I can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm retarded. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, fully. Excuse me.
But with that said, too, also, if you need any promotion, partnerships, you know, shout-outs, whatever.
Product placement.
Make sure you hit us up at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com.
Or
hit us on Instagram. Mr. Organic is one word. Make sure that's with a K instead of a C. It's the blue check mark Mook. And also hit Slim up over there at Tall Guy, man. Car reviews. Still Tall Guy car reviews?
Yeah, we working with me and Jazz. We're working with
tough,
Instagram people.
You want to take away the blue Mook?
No, gotta, come on, brother. Got to keep the record. So I was just trying to put the Tall Guy there.
Yeah, shout out to my guy Elon Musk, man. He's working on
I might even change to my government type.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
the jig is up.
Because real estate don't understand that.
The jig is up.
We got update with that coming soon, too.
And that's crazy. Speaking of blue check marks, that nigga Elon Musk is thinking about charging people $20 a month to keep their blue check verification.
Damn.
Yeah.
He ain't acting that dumb.
He want his money back, man.
No, he acting that dumb.
Yeah, he's
And people going to pay it because you want to keep that verification.
It means something. But I think like people can also like pay for their own like blue checks, too.
With the fraudulent moves? Oh, like he could pay him to get a...
You pay monthly, like $8 a month or something like that.
Then...
Something, yeah.
But everybody going to be blue checked.
That take away the velocity. But it's way easier to get a Twitter blue check mark anyway than
is it?
Instagram. Yeah, way easier.
Okay.
Regular peons.
Even I don't even be on Twitter.
Even though me either. Even though it's some regular peons on Instagram with them, but on Twitter, it's way more regular goddamn pedestrians with the
it's
blue
like,
check mark.
You know, the easiest way a lot of niggas have them is if they play overseas basketball, a lot of them niggas be verified.
Yeah.
They got 20 followers verified.
Yeah, for sure.
Crazy.
Or like something that they could just look up real quick with some news articles and shit, like what it really is about.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it is verify yourself. But yeah, shout out to Elon. But hey, I'm happy Elon Musk, man. One thing I'm excited about, Elon Musk made that full purchase of Twitter, that $44 billion. And it was such a blessing to me. You know, I'm Doge heavy.
And the rumblings is that he's going to make people pay for their badges with Dogecoin. So if we do that, going to make Dogecoin shoot up even higher and higher.
That's smart, though.
I think it's very smart. I think that's what he should damn do.
Because people going to pay for it.
I need him to do that now. You know what I'm saying?
People going to pay.
I think they should. Because also, and he put a little inkling of that because he on Halloween, he put a picture of his dog, which is a Shiba Inu, with the Twitter shirt on. So trying with the blue check mark too, like that, like the bird with the blue check mark. So they're trying to say like Doge, you're gonna
Tweety
get
bird.
Your, like, you'll get your blue check mark with it. So if that's why Doge went up to that 15-16 cent,
okay,
which is a beautiful number. You know what I'm saying? Keep going, guys. Come on, everybody buy Doge, man. Please, man. We need that shit through the roof. Came at the perfect time. We're in a bear market. We need that money up, baby. Shout out to Elon Musk with the Twitter. Okay, what else we got here, man? Oh, let's talk about this video of Diddy, man. Is the volume up there?
Oh, yeah, we was talking about this on the last episode. But now y'all get the full understanding.
So let's just watch this first. Look at the laugh. You can watch how you go in and out. Look, get real, watch it. He got real.
Yeah.
He playing, did he get serious? Look.
And nigga tight bipolar for real.
Yep.
I bust your shit. He broke character.
He did break character. Twice. Then he get calm.
He got his little goons with him too behind
the
man.
The goons, they see the neck to the side.
Yeah, what are we talking about, nigga?
And the real security, David Seal Moots. Who that nigga look like?
I don't know.
Smith. Look just like the gestures and everything, huh?
Yeah. It's like the brand.
Everything.
The brand.
Now he looking like right there. Like this, looking at him like Beach Smith.
You know who I thought he was at first on quick glance? As soon as I seen it, what? Only quick glance. John Jones.
Oh, that's funny.
I swear I thought it was him for it. Like, in case you see it on the quick glance.
That nigga remind me of B. Smith, man.
Yeah, that's
how
funny.
How he standing there looking at him.
Schmitty.
What nigga? What? What, nigga? Fuck you, pussy nigga. Hilarious. My nigga Diddy went nuts. Fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, dude from Power, too. Did you watch him in the ever?
Nope. I've never seen him in Power. Probably the episode that I stopped the season when Ghost got killed. I didn't watch after that.
No, he was in that one.
For real?
Yeah.
What role he played?
When he
I remember the light skinned nigga, then him and the white nigga.
I thought he was in that one.
I don't remember him in it. I ain't seen him in it, bro.
Okay. Sure, you watched all the one with Ghost?
When Ghost got killed, his son killed him.
You watched every episode of that season?
Probably not every one.
Okay, there you go. That's what
was he a heavy role in that motherfucker?
Nah, it was just in and out tight.
Like my role on Tales? Hey, everybody go watch Tales on BT.
You guys did pretty good with that, though, bro.
Thank you, brother.
You did really good.
I appreciate it. Everybody
look like a natural, brother.
They're saying,
I'm
though.
I'm serious, bro.
Because I felt good natural.
You had the milk that extra shiny that day, didn't
I
you?
I did, though.
Yeah, they had the whole raisinette out.
They had the barber motherfucker there that really put the extra.
Oh, he put the razor blade on that.
Nah, I ain't razor him up.
Oh, okay, okay.
They hit that extra with the clippers.
Because
you didn't
want to clip the meat tape.
Yeah, you might got them bubble up.
That was just a razor?
I don't never do razor.
How would the clipper? That was just a clipper?
I always just
so how would the razor look, though? If that motherfucker was that shiny?
It's already that.
With the clippers?
It's natural. Like, geographic.
Get that goddamn low.
My shit natural geographic. I thought to do bald.
So let me not sound ignorant.
Nope.
So I didn't know you could bald the clipper. I thought it had to be razor every
with
time.
With the liners. I use the liners.
Oh, shit.
The gray liners. Them bitches sharp.
Can't that bitch scalp the head too, though?
Nah, them bitches get you right. That's what I use. My shit ain't scalped up. It just
I thought you was just good at it.
But I'm going to tell you the extra secret, though. I'm going to know how I get like that. I ain't give you the full understanding.
Okay, talk to me.
So it's the inmate shit, though. You know that magic shave? You ever seen the nigga have magic shave in there?
The little shh.
But it's coming like a tube.
Hell no.
You can use it, but you can use it for your head too.
Huh.
So it's magic shave. It's like Nair almost. So after you hit it with the clippers, you put that magic shave on your shit for 10 minutes and your shit, boom.
Bowling ball.
Yeah, it's the damn magic shave. That's the extra shit I'm leaving out.
Okay,
my
I wouldn't. Hopefully, I don't ever got to find out.
You will soon.
Look, I see right damn, there, brother, in the front. Oh, shit. I got a calic, brother.
The gene is up.
It's a calic, brother.
The jig is up.
It's a calic.
I gave you 2 years.
No, oh, shit.
Type week.
That's Misery Love Company. Goddamn. Yeah,
sure do. Come on, let's go dance. Come on, for baby. Come on, for darling. But no, it's you hit the clippers and they get it. Most of the time, I just hit the clippers. But I got more time. I got that magic shave.
Right.
I get it from Amazon. Everybody is the magic shave. You go to Amazon. I'm gonna pull it up.
Put it up on there. Slap it on there, Mr. Clean.
What? Yo, shit, motherfucker.
Montel.
Yep, for sure. I'm trying to tell you, boy. Magic shave, man. Hold on, man. I'll get you right.
That's crazy. I ain't know that.
Yep, I ordered it from Amazon. I get that shit by the cream. That motherfucker get you right.
Magic shave cream.
Right here, this one. That's the one right there, boy. You get this here?
Raising no, I've never seen that.
For the ball head. There you go.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I'm leaving out. I can't leave out
yeah,
nutrients on my people.
Yeah, you got to give them the secret ingredient.
Y'all that, want that good, smooth scalp without
that's like the
raisin.
Shit Bugs Bunny was drinking in the Space Jam, dude. That was
something
the
like that.
For the bald head.
Yeah, it's a yeah. secret concoction.
Secret sauce.
Man. That right there, you kit your shit with them clippers, you put that bitch on for like ten
minutes. $3.99 too.
Yeah, it's cheap. Hmm. You put that bitch on for like motherfucking 8 minutes, I go pick it. I ain't got nothing available. I always got to order. See, they don't be having it at the place. They used to be at Target.
That bitch in high demand.
I go on the help. It is. They be yeah. gone. You never can get them. You got to get them off Amazon, though.
Damn.
Get that matter shave. Your shit goddamn.
So it says razor bumps too. So you use it for your face too, huh?
Nah, I mean, you know, niggas have a razor bump on the head. The head.
Oh, okay. See shit, I don't know, yeah, bro. I'm learning.
It's a closer shave than a razor, so it helps with razor bumps. So yeah, this is the shit, boy.
That shit do be looking fucking when you get them bumps type.
Yeah,
you see nigga with them bumps?
You get them.
Yeah, you got that extra taco meat back there?
Yeah, if you got like, that extra goddamn
bun in the oven type?
Yeah, you got that Cleon on the forehead on the back of the mook right there,
yeah.
It's over with.
Yeah, yeah.
But you usually can't even get those removed. But yeah, this is the shit right here. You get this magic shave razorless for the ball skis now. Smooth ball head maintenance. That's it. They need to sponsor me, actually. We're the sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Holla at them.
I'm
right here
up.
On top of the mook.
Hey, hello. What's up?
You can double up. Mr. Again and top of the mook.
There you go. Get both.
That's crazy, though. So with that shit right there, every time it just...
No shit the most.
But how often does it grow back, though, to where, how often do you got to keep doing that?
Man, anything with a shaved head is going to be, it's a maximum of the shit, really, 2 to 3 days. Your shit
God.
Yeah, you type niggas who really shave their shit like Michael Jordan's on them. They wake up, do it every morning.
For real?
Just like you shave, if niggas shave their beard.
Yeah,
like niggas with the booty mook face.
Yeah,
them niggas wake up like white men. I don't wake up and shave. They do it every morning,
every day.
Yeah,
keep it extra.
Nigga, he was locked up. Nigga, them niggas that be shaving, they shave every day.
Yeah,
soon they wake up. It's part of their brushing their teeth. Yeah, so there you go. So that's how the niggas who shave their head.
Cause my little whiskers and shit, them motherfuckers be growing back fast too. So
yeah,
it's like that makes
so
sense.
So there you go. So okay. If you really want a smooth Steve Harvey mook, it's every morning. But I can't. I don't do all that shit. I do my shit there. Sometimes I go weak. Fuck it. I wear hats all the time. Anyway.
Jefferson
growing
back,
a little bit, not too fuzzy, but it get a little bit of remnants.
I ain't never seen you with like the baby fro type though.
Nah, why would
you say that would be funny though? You said you gotta do that one time.
I wanted to do that.
Yeah, just let that bitch grow in one time. Just let that motherfucker.
I wanted to do that. I want to do
that'd
it during COVID.
That'll be hard, nigga.
Yeah, I want to do that shit. My shit are growing fully. I'm going to have a full afro, though.
Yeah, but where would it split, though?
Is it it ain't going to split. My shit going to be Richard Pryor.
All of it?
Yeah, it all growing.
Oh, shit, you're going to get the Mayweather motherfucker.
Yeah, I can do it if I want to.
Oh, yeah. You
lying like
could.
A motherfucker. My shit be
Joe. They say Jackson. Turkey the motherfucking spot
you're
for
talking about get it reupholstered.
Yeah, fuck if you got to.
Reupholstered. I ain't trying to reupholster.
So you saying it'll be full without the...
Yeah, I just cut it kind of like a bald head, brother.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's personal choice. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, bro. No, it's your story, I'm going to let you tell it.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, before I even get to some of this news, I had a question. No, it ain't a question. I had a theory.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Because, chicks got all the BBLs getting the ass done and all that, right?
Right.
No, you're a married man, right? What is that?
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe. But shout out to my wife, Jazz.
So
look
it's like,
the smile.
Hey, cheese, man. But I was there, brother.
Halloween just passed. Chicka cheese.
Jack Lennon. But yeah, it was.
What's the question though?
So it's like, me personally, when I see a chick with, you know when they got a fake ass for the most part. Or
right.
They even tell you they open with it for the most part nowadays. And that's fine. I don't got no problem with them, right?
Right.
But I just don't see them on the same level of a natural woman with a fat ass and worked out and got it that way from DNA. I don't put them on the same pedestal. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby thinking they all bad, they got fake ass. You be looking like, bitch, get the fuck out of that ass. Fake, bitch, you're not relaxed.
What if it looks natural, though?
Okay, it look good. I like the look.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to have them in the same regard as a natural woman that's DNA, they worked out, or they just built like that.
Right.
I don't put them in the same regard.
They shouldn't be,
right?
I agree.
I'm not tripping, right?
I agree.
So I look at you like, bitch, you cool, but that's fake. Like, get the fuck out of here. So a chick said to me, like, okay, but what if she's trying to compare money because they like to compare body, women, beauty to money to guys, right?
Right.
And I said, nope, let me get a scenario and it's going to break it down to make sense how I look at it.
I'm curious to hear it.
If a nigga Workout swole. 3 hours worked out my whole life. Worked out, boom, boom. Even a nigga cheat and do the extra shit like some niggas do, HGH, whatever, they still got to go
or
work out.
Or you with TRT.
No, I ain't do nothing. No. So, but niggas still got to go.
Let me stop, because people might think I'm serious.
But niggas still got to work out. So even if you don't do the extra shit, but you just work out, but you worked out, got swole, right? You going to look at him a certain way.
Right.
But if a nigga went and got the surgery and pumped up muscles and fake abs and chest and arms and got it fake like women do body, it looked good. Looked just like a bitch ass and nigga swole looking crazy.
Right.
But he paid for it.
Right.
But he paid for the body that way. Is a bitch going to look at that nigga like, man, he ferocious? Going to like, look at this goof ass nigga. Really, you ain't the same as this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I think women are a little bit more hypersensitive to shit. So they want to, I think they would.
No way.
But I don't think niggas is.
I mean, nigga better not. But I'm saying
but I'm talking about as far as understanding women. And respect of the understanding.
Right. So I know women ain't gonna respect the nigga that's doing that. They ain't gonna be like, this nigga ferocious.
He being vocal about it?
They know. We know.
Okay, they know. Then,
You know. No, you got to know.
Yeah.
Like, you know this bitch, her ass and shit is fake, her body and all that fake, and you got a natural bitch just as good.
They know.
The bitch know you went to the doctor.
That's what women do.
Right.
So she might, depends on the woman. Because if she ultra bird brain, I don't think it'll matter.
She gonna roast that nigga eventually. Like, man, get your fake body ass nigga up out of here, man. Blew up dog back having that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you ain't gonna respect that shit.
Yeah. No real woman will.
Right.
No real woman.
So that's why I try to tell her, like, I'm not mad. I like it. I fuck them all, bro. Don't ever get it.
What did she say? Did she say she'd be cool with it?
She understood what I was saying. She like, no, you're right. It is weird. You know what I'm saying? Because she got her body done. So she's trying to take up for it. No, don't take it personal. I like it.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if I see a bitch that's natural, I know she worked out and came from natural, I'm going to look at her a little different than you.
Yeah,
keeping it pure.
Yeah.
If a nigga went and blew his body up, fake, didn't work out, nothing, just went in there and shot himself with insulin, just walked. Come on, bro. Like, nigga, to a nigga that worked out, swole, like, you're going to look at them niggas different.
For sure.
So that's what I was saying. Like, that's
because,
shit.
You know, they always say that women always say they don't want it to be a double standard, but when it comes to men doing something that a woman do, then it's like, because that's like a nigga being ultra sensitive and shit.
Right.
Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? The women, it's okay for women to be sensitive, but if the man becomes sensitive, that's just on some basic level shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you imagine adding all the attributes of the physical move, they definitely ain't. I don't see no real woman really respecting that and respecting you. You know what I'm saying?
That's just all I'm saying. Like, that's how I see it. So I try to make them see how I see it. Like, ain't nothing wrong. Do what you ever do to make you look good. But don't ever think I'm looking at you like a regular bad natural bitch came from the seed, DNA worked out. Nigga, what?
Bitch ain't organic, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck with you. But bitch, don't ever get it.
So what do you think a woman respecting more? Big, fat, out of shape, embarrassing dude type, but confident? Or just the full botch job type with the understanding?
I mean, bitch is going to go with confidence over anything.
I believe so, too.
Because they more cerebral than physical for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It helps when you got the whole understanding. But if you you already know nigga who talked the best, got the baddest bitches. You understand me? Like, just go with it.
Yeah.
But if you got all of it together, of course, you just colossus coming through, crushing everything. But if a nigga got that talk game, in fact, man, bitches don't give a fuck, especially got some satchel bread with him.
Yeah.
It's over with.
And I think if you want to learn from anything with, like, celebrities, some understanding is if you're not confident in your natural habitat self, you ain't going to be confident once you add all them extra man-made attributes. It's just going to keep it's going to be a downward spiral of trying to find more things to make you feel more confident. You become, your confidence is contingent with your surgeries.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true, and you're going to keep doing more and more and different. You're going to be chasing. Like, you sent me that thing of dude just saying, no matter what it is, if you're chasing all the time, you're never going to be satisfied.
Facts.
Constantly chasing new thrills and new items to buy. You got to be happy with yourself and just enjoy life. Yeah. That chase is cool if you're going after goals, want to have fun. But if you're, I need this to do this. It's a wrap, nigga. Yeah. You're never going to get satisfied. Facts. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be a well-paid, well-accomplished, insecure-ass motherfucker.
Facts, man. You got to be happy with what you've got sometimes and just enjoy your damn self, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy nature and enjoy scenery, nigga, for real.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? That shit count.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, like, would you say it's a safe analysis to say, like, the most successful people are often the most insecure? Like, the ones with the most, like, the money, I'm talking about, like, the
I think the ones that, were nerds their whole life and they got money, they found success And now they got it.
Ain't too many real niggas that win on a big super.
I know. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
It's super rare.
Yeah.
So, like, majority of motherfuckers are because they've been fighting their whole life. And when they got it, they figured that that's going to give them the advantage. And now I can feel like this.
To beat the real niggas.
But still, it don't matter. Yeah, you still can't beat no real nigga. So, you're still going to be losing. You're still trying to prove yourself. You still got to say, I got this, I got that, I can do this and that. Now you're used for that. So, now you're like, damn, this bitch using me because I got this. Yeah, nigga, that's what you presenting to her.
Yeah.
So, now you're in the endless cycle of fucking.
And the women fucking you, but they getting fucked by the real nigga still.
Every time. Cause a real nigga never fail.
You can never scratch that itch for that woman, boy.
Right. So you had to be securing yourself from the seed. And it's hard when you know, if you're a person that just was focused on success and you never had a great personality, did all the other stuff, you just knew how to get money and be a statistical guy and all that shit.
Yeah.
Man, yo, man, listen up. You better be secure with your fucking self, bro.
Facts.
Because that money ain't going to help you.
No, it's not.
Gonna make it worse because you gonna know because you're too smart. You know, goddamn well the bitch using you.
Yep, that's
you know,
a
goddamn
fact.
Well all these niggas over my house using me. Just use me for my.
That's why them niggas be so unhappy.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you're
trying to buy your way into some shit.
Right. I don't give a. When I got my bread, I just fuck air. I don't need none of you motherfuckers anyway. I like to be by myself. I don't need you bitches. I like me. I like to make me happy. I look in the mirror, nigga, with the jury on, be like, nigga, look at me.
Yeah,
I don't gotta be around no motherfuckers.
You enheightened yourself.
Yeah, I'm in the crib. Yeah. Nigga, fuck all you motherfuckers. When I was broke, I was out all the time getting joy. Let me get around y'all. Hey, gas me up. Now I get a nigga. I know what I am. I got to get back.
All I gotta do is look at myself.
Yeah, I don't need you.
Yeah.
I needed you when the only thing I had the money. So I
don't need no more. Gas.
I need that gas then. All the day.
You stay on a full tank
now. Come on, man. There ain't nothing to talk about.
As soon as the little gas go away, you just top it off.
Man, come on, man. I go to the garage. I go to the jewelry shop.
Don't
matter. I go to the guns. I go to the portfolio of women I done sauteed.
Yeah. Stock.
I'm good. Crypto.
Get all my shit.
I'm cool, bro.
Yeah.
God is great. So,
for sure.
You know, so those who have that personality, just know that, you know, get your success behind that. And then, you know what I mean, you be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep your confidence high and keep your hustle alive.
For sure.
But have internal, have that internal happiness from the seat.
You got confidence, you get any woman you want in this world, man.
That's a fact. And then you can earn the rest. You can always do the other shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You can always get confidence, though.
That's a fact.
That's some real shit, man.
Yeah.
But all got some other organic news here. Top of the Mook news.
$26 million to two men who were wrongfully convicted in the 1965 assassination of Malcolm X. The state of New York will pay an additional $10 million to 84-year-old Muhammad Aziz and to the family of Khalil Islam, who died in 2009. Aziz spent 20 years in prison. Islam served 22 behind bars. Last year, a judge dismissed both convictions after the Manhattan DA's office revealed crucial evidence was withheld in the trial more than 50 years ago.
I remember watching with the other dude when he's on the bench talking outside.
That was that documentary on Netflix.
Yeah. So he dead now?
No, he's alive.
Okay.
But one of them guys did die.
Right.
And the nigga who really shot, really killed them died too.
But he died a free man.
Oh, for sure. He never went to jail.
Yeah,
they took care of him. They took care of him over there in New Jersey. Yeah. He was put up, brother.
In the mansion, in the state.
He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, okay. Damn, mm-hmm. That's fucked up. Well, the thing is, 25
million.
Want
me to go in detail about that? No, I ain't going to detail about that.
26 million over.
For 26 years. And it was 50 years ago. That happened 50 years ago, boy. And they served for 20 and 22 years, just now got that money for $26 million.
What's your take?
My take is that it's fucked up, bro.
What?
Especially be known as the killer of Malcolm. Even though they didn't like him, even them guys said, we didn't like the nigga because what he did to our culture, but they didn't kill him. So you went to jail and was known for killing Malcolm X. That's crazy. So that's on top of serving 20-something years in prison. And all I get is $26 million. I need $26 billion, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
$26 million.
How you set me up for killing one of the most legendary niggas in the world? God damn.
They gave me 25 minutes and go and get the fuck on. Go and
shit,
get
that
now.
$25 million good to an old black nigga like that. That nigga have a good time. All the bean pies on him.
Man. Nigga might be out of there 12 months later, boy.
The other nigga died, though. The other nigga that went to jail, he died.
They gave it to his
two
family,
of them
though.
Died. Yeah, two of them that gave it to his family, like $10 million and $22 million to the family. But he the only one alive. He could enjoy his little millions.
How old is he?
Shit, he motherfucking old, nigga. He got to be 70.
At least, huh?
50 years ago, he had to be 20-something.
He
then what happened? I don't find that, brother. I don't know. You want to look good?
If he ain't.
He finna be married now.
To all the pussy in the world.
He finna fuck all the good pussy, get on a good coat. He gonna get on motherfucking
his heroin. Last little few years of his life, he about to go dumb.
As he should.
Yeah.
He should die with $0.
But he probably Muslim, though.
He Muslim.
Oh, he probably be all right.
What that mean?
Down, get him a good couple wives. They go.
Oh, yeah, he get wives up. Yeah, yeah. He go to goddamn Mecca and go feast.
No disrespect, people.
Yeah, none. I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought he was a regular civilian.
Mashallah. But yeah, he is a regular civilian. But that nigga, yeah, he got $26 million. Well deserved, man. You know, people get falsely accused. Better than nothing. Yeah, when people get falsely accused of stuff, man, that shit is weak as hell. I think another dude just got, there's another guy. Speaking of that, a California man in prison for 38 years freed after DNA evidence points to another man.
Give him $100 million, man.
38 years?
That's insane.
38 years and I didn't do it?
So there's innocent people in prison.
38?
It shows you time and time again of all these different examples.
I didn't do nothing. Why am I here?
So imagine how he felt that whole time.
Sir, I didn't do nothing. Why am I here?
So this must have been...
Big life, man.
So was he in there for murder?
Two murders. He didn't do it. They point to a whole nother nigga, man.
That's some bullshit.
Damn.
That was life. That was the movie Life.
38 years, bro. 38?
Yeah, it was in there like 60-something. Though.
So that nigga, yeah. That nigga had... They had to give him life. He did 38, huh?
For sure.
He wasn't getting out. No, he ain't 25 out. Of life.
Damn, that's crazy. And he was fighting every step of that way, man.
And he got free. Shout out to him, man.
At least he free now, though.
Holding his own, man.
Yeah, I hope he have a good, long, prosperous life. And I hope he get $100 million for the motherfucker.
Damn right, minimum.
That's some bullshit.
Why y'all do that, man, like that?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Speaking of nigga that the motherfucking goddamn in prison in his own brain, this nigga Ben Simmons. Look at this goddamn clip. Durant, give him goals. Oh, nigga, everybody finger roll. Let me show you again.
I seen you do that once before.
Let me show your brother. I have. I ain't in the NBA with 100 million. I supposed to, though.
But you is.
Damn. I supposed to have 100 million for
come
the
come on,
NBA.
Man. You.
Gargoyle.
I'm definitely.
One of the ones.
There you go.
Come on, man.
I've done it, but not. I ain't going to do it. No, I shot on the wrong basketball goal before. That was one of the most embarrassing moments of my goddamn life. Okay. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. Want to hear that story?
Some that funny shit. All we need to do is just hear that.
That shit was devastating.
Ain't even got to be no story.
Damn.
I'm going to tell y'all one of my most embarrassing moments ever. Was the All-Star joint. I'm going to talk about it, goddammit.
What's up, Slim?
Yeah, let's drop another one.
And then I go to my Bible.
And then we can get back to Ben Simmons.
Type week.
I'm going to keep real short and sweet. It was definitely.
Type week.
But everybody.
Relax.
But the.
The jig is a hype.
1,000,000%. I went up to dunk. And I don't know, I had a brain fart moment. And I don't know why I went up so light with it, though. I thought it was about to be so easy.
Yep.
So I went in, had the ball. I'm like, I'm just going to probably just dunk it in. Just be calm. Right. Be safe. Don't try to act dumb, throw it on the backboard. Don't do three of them shit.
Yeah.
But if I did that, I'd have flushed it.
Damn!
But try to be calm. That's why you never play it safe.
Always go crazy.
Always go crazy, because then you're ready to turn up. You know you got to go to the max to do it.
Uh-huh.
I went up, I'm just under the basket. I'm like, I'm just going to jump up and just do this. Boom. Just dunk it in. I went up, that motherfucking ball flew up my head. The bitch flew over the rim. It flew over the rim. It saved face a little bit because it kind of flew over the rim, but it kind of nicked it, like, and it kind of bounced back around. Yeah. And I was able to get the rebound and throw it in and get the bucket.
And you threw it like this way. Like the rim was on this side. You ran and caught it. And
the jig is
threw
up.
It backwards, and that bitch went in. I'm like, how the fuck you do that?
I made sure.
Was so crazy. That you made that shit. I'm like, nigga, how the fuck did you make that shit? Because it slipped out your hand. Oh, and you ran the other side, caught it.
I made sure I was getting that bucket and putting it in. Because I couldn't just do that. It did just turn over.
It was type fast break, too, wasn't it?
It was the most embarrassing shit ever in history that I've ever done in basketball. For sure. And then the fact that this ain't no collegiate, this is just an all-star understanding.
All-star game. Big Odell Beckham right
Odell
there.
Odell Beckham, all the money we playing in this shit. And then I just did that.
Yeah.
I was trying to redeem myself through and pass me the ball so I could just go. I wanted to just go in through the lane and just
so that's,
boom.
So that's where you go back to the last episode. You kept saying, man, why you throw the ball? Throw the ball. Because he lost that ball.
I wanted redemption.
He tried to redeem himself. But me, I was the MVP of the game, by the way. So I was killing. So I was.
I would have been run. If I would have made that motherfucker.
So I was in my.
Big white man mode.
So he was on a redemption song. And I knew it too, but I was so focused on just playing.
He was not letting me get my redemption, man.
He couldn't get it. You got it, though. I gave it to you a couple times at the end.
No, you didn't. Stop lying. No, you gave it to fucking the nigga, the other nigga on the team. You don't even know this nigga.
Who was that?
I forget who the fuck nigga was.
I gave him alley-oop, didn't I?
Yeah.
Who was his name?
And I was right there with you. It was all three of us. I said, this motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I do it that way.
Nigga,
yeah.
I throw me this I bitch. I was going to grab that bitch and scratch my motherfucking back with that bitch.
Because, yeah, that what it was. It was more cool if I went in and out and faked this way and threw it over the shoulder. So it was more of a player move.
It was some
move.
Bullshit.
But I should have just threw it to
It was some bullshit. That's what it was.
God damn it. My bad, bro. My bad. I wanted to go in and out faking him. Boom. I should have just
that
in
was
and out.
My embarrassing moment. You should know, you just pass it. They gotta do the rest. You just pass the motherfucker. I got this. Champ. Shit, come on, man.
Come let me on, get it early and put the extra move
Jack,
on.
Come on, man. I wanna put some stay. Boom! I want to do some shit. God damn, I needed to do it after that.
You got another nigga was chasing me. Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Throw it to me. Throw it back.
Ball.
They got to go.
Ball.
You should have seen him. He was on me close. Like, on me. Hey, give me the ball. Hey, I got you, brother. Psych. It was crazy. That was a fun game.
Yeah,
bro.
But I went up there. That bitch just fucking flew out my hand,
man.
And I watched. Man, fuck it. It's over. Hey, man, listen, man.
The jig is up.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't ever.
Don't get it fucked up.
Still finished out strong.
Come on.
And we won. And we won.
And
we beat them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But that was funny. But yeah, for my story, I think I was a sophomore in high school.
Yep.
And I always was already in turmoil with the school. They never want to play me and shit.
All the time.
Got me sitting on the bench and shit like I'm regular and shit. So I'm already mad the whole time, sitting there mad as fuck. And then finally, coach put me in like the last 5 minutes and I get in the game. So I'm hot. And this is the first plays I get in. I swear to God, I'm sitting there thinking I'm better than everybody. They put me in. I'm like, nigga, it's home. So they put me in. It's an out of bounds play. So me, halfway paying attention, halfway not the whole game because I'm not 3-0. Playing. So yeah, so you know to get out.
The energy ain't right.
Yeah, so I'm already, always off, but I'm ready to play. But it's like, nigga, I want to pay attention to what's going on. So this is what happened. It's an out of bounds play. So I remember the out of bounds play from practice. You do the out of bounds play. It's called forward. Boom. You set two down screens, and then you roll to the basket, get the ball, and then you shoot whoever get the ball because you're right there. You set the screen and roll, then you bounce back. Boom.
Yeah.
So I was ready for that. They're like four. I'm like, ooh, dude, I'm going to get beat at this point. Man. I'm going to score right away. That's what I'm thinking. I'm hype. So I'm up top on the at the wings, and we go down screen for the other guys, down screen, boom. We roll to the middle. Boom, and I'm right in front of the guy. So he do a bounce past me, boom. I get that motherfucker, and I go right up strong. Arr! I jumped up, and I shot it, boom, and I miss. And it come down to me, boom, and I hit me. I'm like, fuck. So everybody laughing. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm embarrassed, and I missed the layup. And I'm like, damn. And I turn my shoulder. Everybody's running the other way. So I'm like, what the fuck they doing? Nigga, it's the wrong basket.
Leaving you wide open, huh?
It's the wrong basket. My dumb ass. So I thought they was laughing because I missed the damn layup. That's what I'm roasting about. Like, goddamn, I missed the layup.
Yeah.
I got the rebound. Like, where everybody at? Everybody running away looking at me like, what you doing? I'm like,
we down here with it.
You stupid black bitch. That's why you don't play. I fucking shot on the wrong basket and I missed the layup. Double fucking the goddamn. That's why your black ass don't play.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only you ain't paying attention, and you missed the layup, you broke black, stupid, sorry, motherfucker. Man, I was so salty, bro. I was like, it's up.
Why did you just dunk it? You 4-3 of
I was sophomore. I wasn't dunking. I didn't dunk until my senior year. Yeah, I didn't dunk. No, my junior year.
Junior.
In the game, too. My first ever dunk was in the game.
I mean, you got 3 of them in the blood. You probably could have did it then if
probably
you had
enough. I was so motherfucking hyped.
Yeah.
I ripped the nigga half court at the like half court. You know, the time run out. Ripped the nigga halftime. Ripped the nigga half court, halftime. 3-2. Ooh. Boom. I'm like, oh, shit. Look my first dunk. Nigga, I was going slobbing the shit like a wild goddamn banshee. But yeah, bro.
Komodo Dragon type.
Big time. Nigga would have died. He got some of that on him. But yeah, bro. Nigga missed it on the wrong basket. I thought. They was laughing at me because I missed the layup, not knowing it was the wrong fucking basket. So
that's fucking hilarious.
It's actually double embarrassing, but it ain't because you should have missed it, but you did because it's a layup. But
so which one's worse?
Fuck.
Everybody drops the comments. Which one's worse? Was it my story or your story?
I think it's mine because I'm really in high school.
But I was about to slap the shit out of somebody, too. Another celebrity motherfucker. Y'all know this motherfucker. I was about to slap the dog shit out of him, too. He tried to sub me after that. I pulled a 3 of him. I ain't going to lie to you.
He did.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to come sub me.
Because it's right after that.
Boy, I slapped the fucking shit out you, boy. And hey, listen, and I ain't like how he did it. So it's not the fact that he tried to sub me that like
what's
made
up,
me
Slim?
Get mad. No, yeah, we gonna talk about this one. Go I should ahead. Say his motherfucking name.
Nah, don't do that.
Type want to.
Nah, don't do that, bro.
Yeah, I don't like this motherfucker. Yeah. He's from Minnesota. Nigga might know you, man. Come on.
Everybody relax, man. This motherfucking boodle. But yeah, that was funny. That was
hey,
funny.
Listen, but listen, let me tell you something. I haven't seen why you play.
Hey, he didn't know no better, right?
Yeah, man. And I said it then, too. I said, hey, I'm about to slap the shit out you, boy.
Yeah, he said it to him on the court.
On the court, I said it to him. What the fuck you talking
about?
Everybody
relax, man.
Type getting me mad just thinking about the shit again.
Yeah, every time.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Yeah, because motherfucker tried to sell me. So here's the thing. I don't know. It was type disrespectful. I feel like, hey, man, you.
What?
Yeah, and then like, I'm searching for my redemption too, so I'm type defensive.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm looking for my redemption.
Yeah, because you couldn't get out yet. It ain't time.
No, it ain't time. Because I need to get this real quick and then I'll go sit down.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll sit down after I get this.
On reconnaissance though.
And then you gotta think my nigga ain't passing me the ball.
Keep breaking that up, baby.
Right? And then I type defensive. I ain't got my redemption. This nigga come in and type straight for me. It probably wasn't even that disrespectful when I think about it.
And it probably wasn't just because of that. Just like, come in for you.
But I felt like it was because I just did the most embarrassing shit.
It was everything that was going on. It was heightened.
So, man, I ain't going to get somewhere now. Go on, nigga. Go on, get.
And he was mad at me for doing that to him. He do it to somebody else. See what I'm saying? See?
Yo, as they rubbed up on it,
the golden rule, man.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, I was ready to that whole bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then something happened. He said something to me. And I said, "Hey, my nigga,
I had to talk to you."
Hey, nah, I'm somebody too, champ. I slapped the shit out you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you did say something. Just hey, Slim. Hey,
come over there, yeah.
Hey, now calm then down. I start explaining myself. No, 300 motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's all good. Boy. Come on, get back in. We gonna get it.
Something wrong with me, man.
And I still ain't.
That's why I just say I give good energy, love, and just good energy 24/7. Cause I don't want no motherfuckers.
Cause here go.
Yep. So, but
and
yeah,
I'm like, don't worry about it, nigga. I got you. We're gonna get your ball. We're gonna get you. We're gonna continue to play, man. We got back to the game.
I don't like that motherfucker to this day.
We got back in the game. I still ain't get a nigga the ball. God damn it!
Damn, you didn't either.
I didn't.
Oh fuck! He didn't either. I ain't gonna lie to you. He did.
One time I did though.
Ball,
wing.
Ball.
I got it at the end though. The wing.
No, right? You didn't.
Remember at the end?
No,
I threw it.
No, you didn't. Stop. You making this shit up in your head. No, am you didn't. Yes.
So I never give it back to you.
No.
God damn.
Not one fucking time.
Damn, brother.
The jig
is
up.
I'd have dunked the fuck out of that bitch.
You was running that lane too, ain't gonna lie. Like a gazelle.
Nigga, I was out of there. Nigga, it was leopard type. Nigga, I went up. Boy. Yeah, I was trying.
It's like,
well, yeah, that's exactly what he did. He ain't playing shit. That's what he did.
Because you know you was running so good, like they would have came to you, so I had to throw him off.
I'm talking about I was looking for redemption so much. I'm sitting in screens. I was trying to do anything to goddamn.
You got to get them rebounds, nigga. That's how I was getting on my buckets. I was snatching them boards, nigga.
I did get the rebound. I gave it to you, nigga. You're supposed to give it back. So, nigga, grab the rebound. Throw it. D-Wade LeBron, nigga, like we did in Venice Beach.
We got better, but I learned.
After.
That take time.
Yeah, that's why I went so crazy at Venice, nigga. I had to snap.
Yeah, we went crazy. See, we evolved. I wanted
that on that stage.
Yeah, that was a good stage.
So I grabbed the rebound. Throw it three. Hey, come down the left lane. Three in the right.
He did. Come on, champ. But I'm talking offensive rebounds.
Nigga threw it to a whole nother nigga.
Offensive rebounds, though. You weren't getting no offensive.
What? Yes,
that
was
defensive rebounds.
No, I got an offensive because that's how I was getting buckets, too. And then I was.
That's what I'm talking about to give me the ball, though.
No, I got both. It was defensive.
Yeah, you weren't getting offensive rebound and throwing it to me out.
Defensive and then I'll throw it to you. But we running together, though.
For sure, yeah. We ran the lane.
That's bullshit.
It's true.
I'm reopening old wounds.
Because I'm just going through this shit and I just see the nigga that way. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, nigga, I'm saying three.
I heard you. I heard you, but I had to go with the most open nigga.
I was the most open. He was supposed to skip the other open nigga to get to your nigga.
They was on you, bro. They knew you was good.
See, they opened up old wounds.
They were double teaming you.
I shouldn't have been mad. Nigga, I should have been mad at your motherfucking ass.
That's all right, brother. We brothers. Can't be mad at your brother.
Yeah, that's true. I took it out on him, though.
They was double teaming you, though, brother. I knew you was good.
So here's the question. So do I dislike that moment in history, or is it I dislike that nigga?
It's the moment.
It was the moment,
cultivation of the moment.
Because when I think back, he wasn't no disrespectful.
It's just the moment. Yeah, your shit was so heightened that it didn't matter.
That's what it was.
That's what I'm saying. When you in the moment, bro, nigga liable to do anything. Yeah. Don't see nothing. I done slap niggas in games, my own teammates.
That's
so
true.
In crowds, nigga, like motherfucking Ron Artest and them type. Go in the crowd, hit the nigga in front of everybody. So it's like when you in that moment, nigga, you don't know, nigga, you kill something.
You know what it was? The nigga type tried to walk away from him when I was talking to his ass.
Right.
I said, hey, man, I slapped the shit out you, boy.
Yeah, that's what it was. To him, like, no, I ain't coming out by you.
He probably walked away because he probably like,
well, that's
all bullshit.
Nigga, you know how that felt, nigga?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So he had to just walk away. That's true. But I wanted him to hear me out, type.
Speaking of walk away, LeBron. Let me tell you something, LeBron. I got something for you. It's called this.
The jig is
come
up.
Come on, man.
LeBron.
The jig is up.
Hey, LeBron.
Type week.
This nigga missing. Talking about missing. Look at it now. This is LeBron James. Now, let's check this out.
Play it again. I seen this, but I just want to.
Let's see it again on the big screen. It look better on the big
screen. Come on, bro. You looking like Fareed out here.
Look. Pass to him. Watch this, though. What are you doing? Act like he hurt. Nigga, you ain't hurt.
He did act like it was a
free. He always do that. He always act like he hurt. LeBron, don't you ever. Hey, boy, look. Why you hold your finger?
Why you do the limp with it?
You missed the layup. Why you hold the finger like that has something to do with it?
He probably had a brain fart moment.
Look. He thought he was farther back. Nigga laughed at him right there. Yeah. Who's that? Who that roasted? Anthony Davis roasted him. Why Anthony Davis roasted? Watch Anthony Davis. Little right here tonight. Laughed at him. That made it worse. That's why you had to grab the hand. Shit, help me.
You want to look for support from your friend. Hey, you all right, man?
You all right, man? The finger? Yeah, right, nigga.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Brian, man. Okay, basketball.
He ain't declining though. He's still going up.
All right, let's go, man. Trick or treat, man. Right, you can pick it up. Right.
Oh my God! Not this one.
Shout out to my young nigga, man. He wanted to be Michael Jordan.
That was so ignorant.
My nigga
shit.
Wanted to be Michael Jordan for Halloween. The nigga put the whole goddamn Hershey Kiss bar on his head.
Yeah, he did. That is the Hershey Kiss.
They got the ball. Look how he moved that bitch with the Jordan shirt. Who mama and dad is this motherfucker? I'm gonna smack the fuck out y'all, man.
Yeah, that was out of pocket.
And they gotta be an orphan.
What about them kids that was in fucking Walmart or some shit?
Oh, that's in Utah, the Mormon.
Utah.
Crew. Yeah,
all them need their motherfucking ass.
We can
beat.
Find them. You know, my brother and them live out there.
Oh, yeah, that's
I a can
fact.
Find them niggas easy.
They said only 1% in Utah is black?
Oh, for sure.
Fuck.
Big Mormon mook. And they was like, yeah, who you gonna tell? They don't wanna tell.
We dropped out of high school.
Yeah, so who cares?
Yeah, you act like you fucking ignorant bitch.
Somebody should have came in there with a fucking hatchet and hit him right in the back of the fucking head.
And then you'd be wondering, man, people crazy.
That's
man.
Crazy with the full black oil skin too, like dude.
With the prison outfit on, like
who
black
this nigga,
black
man?
Niggas only go to prison type.
Who this little nigga, man? Let me send this for Reed, man. Make sure I send it for Reed. I'll be forgetting. Shout out to little nigga, man.
You send the other ones to Free too before?
Nah, let me get the jig up type.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's like that's some ignorant shit though. You know what I mean? Like
nah, he tripping.
Dude got man, that was crazy. Do you got the one with the other people?
Oh, I can find it though.
Yeah, there's some crazy shit. I said y'all gotta see this, man.
Yeah, they acting like they inmates and they got nigger juice all over.
Yeah, god damn, I don't know. You added to the booty. Damn.
They got the nigger ooze on them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it is crazy, man. Motherfuckers violating, man. Hold on, man. We handling business in here, man. This is the top of the movie Enterprises.
The state of New York. Enterprises. Shit. What other ones we talking about so far? All of them?
Let's get them all. Shit. They handle business about handling
business. Oh, you got another dude right there. Yeah.
DNA.
Yeah.
Who this nigga? Like he did it. That's why they arrested this nigga. Like, hey, I don't know.
Is damn, 3-0.
That DNA, who DNA he stole and put in there? I think he did it. That was right.
Pretty crazy.
Jig is up.
The Twitter move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Twitter move.
Come on, Elon. Let me check my crypto right now. Hopefully,
man, we got to do this. It's Top Mook Enterprises, brother.
Oh, damn, it's up.
Top Mook Enterprises.
Ah,
yeah.
It's down. Elon must make a tweet, brother. I need him on the tweet. That's man. All we need, man.
So I need
that nigga make them tweets. Look at them.
There you
make
go.
That tweet is up.
Why always someone the same ass cheeks on the day?
I like them asses. White ass. A thick white ass. A white ass.
You funny as hell. Where that motherfucker go?
Where the Twitter motherfucker at, man?
Joint. Yeah, didn't you show it?
God damn it. What was that at? That probably was on the thing. They probably want to save. I find it.
Yeah, it's all right.
But also, okay, did we talk about this? The King Von Mook and Lil Durk?
No, we didn't.
So,
Lil Durk got all charges dropped.
Man, yeah, that's big.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, he thought his jig was up, but.
Because it did look crazy at first.
It did look crazy. They said they seen him hanging out the window shooting. But what was said was if King Von wasn't dead, the DA was definitely going to charge him with the shootings and attempted murder. Because he did shoot the shit out there.
Not just in Atlanta, but also with KI in Chicago.
They said he was, he said two other murders, too. Yep. So it was like three different separate murders and this shooting that they say that he did.
And he beat three murders, too.
He beat two.
I thought it was three.
Oh, it was a murder and attempted murder.
Yeah, a murder and two murders and one attempted or something.
Yeah.
It was three or something.
It was two murders. One murder, the witness see them getting killed. You know what I'm saying? So that was dropped. And then it was a murder and attempted
coincidental.
Murder.
Coincidental.
Well, the coincidence. It was a murder and attempted murder that he was waiting on trial for.
Okay.
That he ended up beating because a guy, didn't testify.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Yeah. But, and then he had this after that, so. Yeah, man. But when you die, though, they kind of be trying to throw shit on you to cover, get them cases cleared out.
Right. Yeah.
Why they didn't do that shit when he was here? Like, he's been. But I don't know, man. RIP to that man. You know what I mean? He was known for doing what he did, and he died the way he lived. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's the life he chose. But at least he came out and did some influence.
I mean, people often say it, though. Live by the gun, die by the gun.
And also, to keep it real, in these situations, we got to look at it for what it is. It's not like he's out here serial killing random people. It's a problem against niggas who killed my friends, and we kill y'all. It's kind of like war, actually. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, but it's war. We signed up for this. Yeah, you kill some of my homies. I'm a killer on my side. We coming to kill some of y'all. We all in this shit together. It ain't like random little niggas is getting killed. Sometimes it happens on accident, but I'm talking about in these situations, this is a war going on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of different. Don't you think I'm tripping?
I think it's a little bit different.
It is, though, right?
Yeah,
because it's not just random. Like, nigga, man, watch out, nigga, just hurt random people. No, these niggas killed my best friend. I'm going to kill one of them niggas.
this nigga killed my homie. I'm gonna kill one of them niggas. Like,
that's some toxic ass shit.
It's fucked up, but that's the mean.
But I'd rather not have no street war. For I'd rather just leave it to the governments, brother.
So instead of a nigga killing your homeboy, you go kill them, you just leave it to the government.
Just leave it to the governments, man.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm civilian, man. Legendary. Straight up, shit me.
Me too. Hey, me too. Hey.
What else you got on there, brother?
You got to do both. You tell that kid, Alpo. No, I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
That's how you do it. But that's a secret. You know what I'm saying?
That's a secret. That's a secret sauce.
Ain't no rules.
That's a Space Jam motherfucking juice in the book.
Use every attribute you got. Tail, kill, whatever. That's how
Speaking
you really
of
do
that,
it.
We was talking about Ben Simmons. That's how we got the side, because we was talking about the Space Jam juice. He ran out of the Bugs Bunny juice.
Oh, when he lost that layup.
Yeah,
huh?
Daffy Duck. Remember Daffy Duck wanted that extra sauce, the juice in the mook?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Ben Simmons, man.
But you know what, man? I feel bad for Ben Simmons, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. But this will let you know.
My bad on the. Why the sound keep playing?
No, it's all good.
Let me turn the sound off, but go ahead.
This will let you know just how some nobody ass, nothing ass niggas can affect somebody that really got some shit going on in life.
That's a fact.
Bunch of fucking nobody talking about shit about this nigga.
He was a billionaire nigga. Like, the potential was making like $200 million max contract coming. Nigga sat out a whole year, probably lost about $20 million. Yeah. Been sitting out that whole year just to get his mind right.
I think they're in court fighting for that, though.
Yeah, they fighting for it. Most likely he's going to win a percentage of it. You know what I'm saying?
He pretty smart, though. He got Rich Paul and him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they probably get him right. But that's crazy how that works. Some of them contracts, like Chris Bosh ain't played in like 5 years. Yeah. He be getting paid every month for the last 5 years without
Chris
playing.
Chris Bosh alone.
Yeah, he just finished it. It was 120 payments of $500,000 every month for the last 120.
Shout out to Chris Bosh.
God damn.
Yeah, for sure.
120 months.
Yep. That's big.
520, like 500,000 a month.
Major.
Sitting on the nigga. Ooh.
Major.
Them bags be different, bro. Salute
to him. It's guaranteed money. So it don't matter if he had the blood clot problem or anything like that. You got to keep paying.
Got to keep paying.
And he really wanted to play for it, too. And they just wouldn't let him play, though.
Yeah, that happened. Like, I think that was Curry. He didn't opt to take that little money. He kept playing. Eddie Curry, and he got his money, but he had like a blood clot too or something.
Yeah,
but also another legendary guy.
He just did
an
interview with Vlad TV.
Yep, he got a crazy story.
Yeah, well, I was watching it.
Swizz Beatz made history as the first ever African American to own a camel racing team based in the Middle East. My nigga, Swizz Beatz don't be playing, huh?
Swizz Beatz, that nigga.
That he is.
He always has been, though.
He definitely.
Yeah.
One of them ones. And he got the type of shit I like, motherfucker. Alicia Keys, Swizz Beatz type relationship. I don't want no goddamn bitch mooching on me. We gotta eat together. Fuck is you talking about,
fuck
bitch?
Right.
Ain't no
fuck
mooching.
Right.
Ain't
you
no
forgot,
mooching.
You forgot the mission.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Oh, you got to. Top level understanding. 100%. Big, you know what I'm saying? Equally yoked as my
For
my
sure.
guy. Slim said, I don't want no moochery over here. New word alert.
Yeah, no moochery. That's a fact. That's
ain't
a
no
fact.
Big moochery over here, man. Yep. Fuck you, bitch.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to mooch off you.
Because it's tight parasitic when motherfuckers doing shit like that.
Because
you drinking and you ain't putting nothing back in the pot.
Eventually, you're going to just look at a motherfucker like, what you can break it over here, motherfucker?
Yeah, you just suck a nigga dry.
I'm just that nigga to get sucked dry?
Yeah.
Nah, bitch. Yeah. Jig is up. 100%. You know what I'm saying? So the mookery get goddamn. Ain't no moochery, man.
The jig is up.
That's a super fact, man. So shout out to my dog.
Yeah, shout out to Swizz Beatz, man. He always does some legendary shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, my nigga Kanye on, he up here, he losing everything, man.
Man, what's happening with him?
So, well, now the Kanye.
Send that to Fareed, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Goodwill's no longer accepting Yeezy products.
Bitch, nobody give a fuck with Goodwill. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all doing somebody a favor. Goodwill talking about we ain't taking your Yeezys. Nigga, fuck Goodwill, you bum. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. But they say what happened was, the main thing of that whole thing is that he's dropped from now his billionaire status.
Right.
First, he was like to 1 billion, now he's down to 400 million.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just dropped the new Forbes list of the richest hip hop influencers or whatever. And then that's what I wanted to get to. Let me get that to Fareed. Is who do you think the top five is of getting that money?
From the culture?
Yeah. Oh, look at the board, man.
You know, I'm trying to sneak look.
I'm trying to look, man. There's someone.
Jay-Z.
It's right there, nigga. Give me five. You can see two or three of them already.
Okay. Jay-Z, Dr. Dre.
Yep.
Kanye.
Yep. We just talked about him.
Swizz?
Nah, I wish he should be, but not yet.
Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Yee. Who was it? LeBron. You got LeBron.
No, hip-hop.
Okay. Hip-hop. Damn, who's other doing hip-hop?
We just talked about a nigga acting fool dumb. Come on, bro. Since the beginning of time, that's an easy one. Say the niggas you said again and who's not in that realm that you're not saying.
I don't know. Just tell me.
You just said it. Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, who else been around that long? Longer than them niggas type, really.
Fuck, I don't know.
Dr. Dre, who he had beef with, nigga, back in the day?
Who Dr. Dre had beef with?
Yeah, Devereaux.
Tupac. No, after. But he ain't on that motherfucker. What are you talking about, man? I was having one like
this. Nigga, tell Diddy, nigga. Puppy.
Oh, Diddy, fuck
God
shit.
Damn.
I'm having a brain fart, brother.
Oh, no, that's some motherfucking shit.
That was a runny one.
Yeah, that ain't no brain fart.
I said, God damn, Tupac ain't on that motherfucker.
Yeah, go get some Pepto-Bismol pour on your damn head.
I got to, brother.
Pour
to your ear. Some good fiber, huh?
Oh, shit.
Why you set me up like that? Shit, I kept saying the shit.
I knew how far it was going.
Just threw me all the way to the box.
That was hilarious.
Just crushed my skull with the motherfucker. That was a good one. You got me good. Shit.
He said, Dr. Dre.
He said, we had beef with. Who beef with? Dr. Dre had beef with. He had beef with Diddy. He didn't have beef with Diddy.
Who?
Dre.
The bro?
Guilty by affiliation, but he ain't had no direct correlation with the beefery.
100% did.
No. What did he say about Diddy?
Nigga, Dr. Dre, he was there to produce the
Of course he
shit.
Produced it, but he went like blatant with
company.
Tupac. Tupac was it was. Hey, bro, I'm going to say face where I can say face now. That's the. I'm standing on it now.
Yeah,
that's it now. Go on, get now.
But I give you the part that he never was verbal. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't. Yeah, brother. Death Row was tap out too.
Death Row was his company. I ain't really tapped. I'm trying to save you, brother. You want to keep going?
You tapped out, but it's all right. Next topic, okay. Brother.
So, and also the new one to the shit, the new one that's cold is my nigga Burner.
Is that the new dude that is going selling all the arenas, going crazy? Is that the dip?
No, that's Bad Bunny.
See how I'm fucking.
Yeah, I know. That's all right.
You got me on too, bro.
Yeah,
see?
That's all right. He definitely hip hop. He kissing, smooching niggas up there. But
oh, for real? You been on that type of thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit! I just gotta be getting money. That's what they say.
A lot of money.
Okay.
I think his tour did like 130 million.
Yeah.
Shout out to him though. Fuck that. That nigga getting that bizzle.
You do that for the money?
He can do what the fuck he want to do. Yeah, not the three of them. Though.
Okay. I thought you said okay.
But he can't. I go on like tour support. With him. Shit, I'll be out there and host that motherfucker. Hey, bring out Bad Bunny. Shit. Look at him kiss all the dancers. I won't give a goddamn what he doing. He can fuck. Y'all to see him fucking the back up to the back.
Oh, shit.
That got nothing to do with me.
Damn.
But I will. Hey, shit.
So, this is going to sound hella embarrassing.
It's okay.
Who's Burner?
So, Burner is he's a rapper, but he's well known for Cookies, his weed brand.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
They invited me up to their store.
I remember you told me that.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
So he owns Cookies, also has the
I had no idea what Cookies was before that day.
Oh, yeah. You like
Remember, because I was like, damn, what is this, weed?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
The biggest in the game. So, he owns that. Like, I think he sold some of his, you got to get that initial boost now. But he owned, like, majority percentage of, I think, like, 20-something percent left. He owned the rest of it to a bigger company. But that's his shit. But he's going to be a billionaire off that shit. And Cookies is the biggest weed dispensary brand. Also, their clothing line is crazy. And he does so much shit. He got so many strands. He said he got, like, 100 years after he dead, he got strands he already got scheduled to release. That's how much he into the shit. Like, no joke.
So he keep being drug dealer type.
He wasn't before that.
Yeah.
Before he got into it, he had the up north motherfucker with the forest type.
Shit.
That's what he was known for. Then he transitioned to the real dispensary.
No, he sacked.
Oh, beyond.
He said 410 million?
Come on, man.
Damn.
And he owned Cookies, nigga.
I wonder how that feel.
And that's unlimited buffet bag, too.
Yes, it is.
Because you got to know, like, this shit is still new to open up dispensaries and shit. It ain't even still all the way around the whole country, nigga. So they're going to do nothing. They're going to be like Budweiser soon.
How they got Yee back at $500 million, though?
They cut his whole motherfucking shit back.
He was just the richest of all time of the black American history type.
Up $6 billion.
Of the culture.
And Diddy, first time being a billionaire. He never was a billionaire before.
That's crazy.
So Diddy, first time entering the billion. That's why he's acting dumb in Street Joker. Ah, yeah, nigga acting dumb. Nigga, I'm a billionaire for real now.
So break it down for the people how they could just take Yee from $6 billion to...
Say Yee.
To, yeah, you put the Y-E.
That's Yay.
Yay. Yee. Yay.
Shit.
Kanye.
Up.
Kanye.
What's shit. Up, Slim?
Fuck ever you want to change his name. Hey, God bless you, Damn. Kanye. Yeah, I was one, but out of respect, I'm trying to save his name because I know he wouldn't want to be called Kanye. So I'm trying.
He changed his name officially to Ye.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be respectful and say Ye. Yeah,
that is his name. That nigga crazy. He changed shit officially.
Wild,
to courthouse.
Yeah. Wild.
Nigga, that's my name. Nigga, don't call me
Ocho Cinco type. Went crazy.
Yeah, Ye'd up. I'm straight Ye. Ain't no other name.
Ye. There you go. Ye, not Ye. Ye. Ye to the A. Ye to the Ye. Yay. Hey. Hey, we'll break it down for the people how Yee to the Yay went from 6 million to nigga, 500 million
Yee. My nigga Yee Yay.
Yeah. How you do that?
Because he owned, so he do own his shit with Adidas and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that played heavily into the ownership of Adidas.
Mm.
So like his brand, he owned Yay the brand, but it's incorporated into Adidas. So once they remove that shit out of Adidas, that partnership and ownership of Adidas goes away too.
Mm.
So now it's just a little portion you have.
Okay.
So also with the Gap, he had $1 billion equity in Gap with his ownership. Just like Balenciaga, $1 billion equity in Balenciaga for his partnership in them. So once they nullify that, billion gone, nigga. Yeah.
Okay, now
yeah,
remember,
ownership part.
Remember when you said on Drink Chat, he said Adidas can't get rid of me if I say anti-Semitic shit, they can't get rid of me.
Guess what though?
The jig is up.
He must not have read the fine print.
He thought wrong. Yay, hey, wrong, nigga.
And they
own the copyright to them shoes. They're gonna sell these shoes without the yay on there now.
So they just gonna put Adidas on that bitch.
Embarrassing. Roasted that.
Damn, nigga. They own the mold.
That nigga thought. Yep, they own the mold.
Damn.
Nigga thought it was like that, nigga. It ain't like that. Embarrassing, brother.
Damn, okay, you might have skimmed over and I might have missed it, brother.
Uh-huh.
Burner, how's he come into the hip-hop mook, though?
He's a rapper.
So he rapped, too?
Yeah, he got like 40 albums he done put out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Burner's a big rapper, brother.
Damn, I never heard
Not
of him.
Not that huge, though, but.
You ever heard of Burner DeFree? Okay, so Free never heard of him.
You ever heard of DC?
DCU producer, so yeah.
Yeah, Burner, yeah. But he's not like the biggest rapper, but he's a rapper for sure.
But he got how many albums?
Like 48.
God!
You just put them out all the time. You rich nigga, you just keep putting them out independent.
Just don't give a fuck. Nope. Three of them.
Yep.
Just, yeah, I'm gonna just throw this out there for y'all.
Yep.
Damn.
And he got the bag to do so.
Three of them!
Yep, so you can do what you wanna do. Shout out to Burner, man.
Yeah, that's hard. Congratulations, champ.
On that shit fully like he do. So he could do what he want to.
So was he the kingpin before the rapper, or was he a rapper, then he became kingpin, then he became Cookies?
You know he was the kingpin before he was a rapper.
And then he started rapping.
Yes,
so he pulled like the Diddy move.
He came in with the Bizzle.
He bagged up and then he started rapping.
Uh-huh.
Ah, but he already was probably living that life before he became the kingpin.
No question.
Or before he became the rapper, obviously.
Before he became a rapper, he already had
So he had to work his way up from Soldier all the way up to Kingpin.
Yep.
So that gave him all his rapping content.
Yep. And then I got the bag to go do Wiz Khalifa, boo, who wanted to do collabs with me. I got the duffels.
Okay, yeah.
I got the weedery. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
It was like an easy transition for him.
Okay.
But he did good. But his brand is so substantial, like how he do his clothing, and it's how he distribute his clothing, how he, you know, make his stores and shit. Clothing is crazy. Like, he did
I like the colors.
Yeah, he did.
Legendary, too.
And he plays to them colors and keep it in a certain way. He do it is raw. Mm-hmm. So I take a lot of inspiration from how I'm doing my new clothing line, like how I look and how you brand it and how you keep it, you know what I'm saying, crispy and keep it on point to what you want it and don't break that mold of it. So shout out to Burner, bro. He give the game back, too, how he do this shit.
Yeah, and that's always the most legendary part. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that's successful in the world, but how many people going to teach you how to be successful? How many people going to get a game? How many people going to get a blueprint?
Right.
That's the most important piece.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just be entertained. Find the game.
No question about it.
But I want to talk about it. It's a totally different subject, but Jake Paul with old boy, he knocked old.
Jake Paul with Anderson Silva, yeah.
Knocked him out.
Knocked his dumb ass out.
Jake Paul got some motherfucking.
He got power.
In them gloves, champ.
He got some motherfucking.
I don't give a fuck with no niggas. He was like 50, though, wasn't he?
47.
Yeah, motherfucking type.
That's why I told mother, oh, you should. I'm 41 now. Y'all got me 5 years ago. I'd have whooped any nigga ass. Any ass would have been
whooped. Yeah, but now you might go down like, dude.
Hell yeah. Shit, nigga, I'm 41 now. Y'all ain't stupid. Y'all niggas got me fucked up.
He did niggas with that same overhead, motherfucker.
I gotta fight old niggas like me. I whoop any old nigga now.
Yeah.
But knowing young, spunky nigga been training for 5-6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. I ain't that damn stupid.
Yeah, that's woof.
Yeah,
he put him down, too. It was like how he did old boy.
Nah, it wasn't that. It was a little tap to the move, but it was a good combination.
No, it wasn't a full sleepery. But he put him down. He face planted.
No, it went on face planted. He fell to the side. But he knocked him down.
It all looked the same.
And he won. Anderson Silva won the greatest.
Which one was worse, though? Nate Robinson or the other dude, the Woody Harrelson dude type? Not Woody Harrelson. That's damn, funny. Hold on, man. Hold on.
Tyrone Woodley.
I fucked up. My bad. Where I get Woody Harrelson from?
Nate Robinson, because Nate Robinson really is fucked up since there.
But like, I say the other dude worse, because that's type MMA fighter.
That's true, but I'm talking about it was so embarrassing for Nate Robinson. Way more embarrassing. And he, like, really
and
fucked
he was
up.
The first of the kind.
Something
type.
Really wrong with him after that, too. Like, you see, I even seen him.
You have.
Like,
he was doing all the shows and everything.
It's like high blood pressure. Like, something really fucked up with him, like, type dying from that shit. Yep. I got the inside scoopery.
Oh, shit.
Nigga fucked up for real, nigga.
Damn, shout out off of
that shit. Yep, that's why that shit ain't to play with, man. He hurt for he fucked up ever since.
Yeah, because you know the human head ain't made to get right, hit, bro.
At that trauma, and he fucked up for real, nigga.
Like your chin, your head, it's not made for trauma. Like we not made for boxing, y'all. Gotta know this.
Nigga been fucked up ever since, bro. That's why you ain't seen him. Something really wrong with him. Like seriously, yeah.
Shit. I mean, you see Deontay Wilder was sitting up there getting emotional talking about the dangers of boxing.
Let's be honest. Shout out to my nigga Wilder for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga out with the halfway cock arm.
Yeah, he did.
But a big ass.
Was he even fully loaded?
Dude, like big 6'8", motherfucker, 260 some shit.
Yeah.
Hit that nigga with his. And that nigga just.
Deontay Wilder needed that, though. Most God know Wilder needed that.
Yes, he did. You know he can actually buy out after that. If he want to, but he ain't. He gonna stop.
He got to prove a point.
He gonna fight Fury again and die. But hey.
He ain't gonna fight Fury again.
Yes, he is.
You think so?
Yep. I predict it.
You think Fury gonna? I don't think Fury gonna accept it.
Most definitely he will. He don't give a fuck.
There's no reason for him to accept it. Why
shit gonna be a lot of money? Fury finna fight a nigga he done beat twice already.
So he might, but Wilder different. He got a puncher's chance. That's why Fury might not.
Fury said too, it takes some motherfucking years off my life taking the blows.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. Yeah. That's why I say, like, I don't
think. That is kind of true, though.
I don't think he's gonna do that, though.
That's true, though.
Why am I gonna gamble with that punch?
Yeah.
Because one of these times he ain't gonna be able to get back up.
I wouldn't fight him again.
Yeah, for what?
Because next time you ain't getting up.
I won. I'm done.
He won every one of them.
Risk his life getting in there with him.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what kind of damage he got to his brain by taking them Wilder punches.
He said that, nigga.
Don't forget Foreman and Ali, bro. That I'm telling you, that probably came from Foreman, nigga.
They did come from Foreman. Everybody know that.
Fight Wilder again if you want to.
That's true.
And Wilder ready to die, too. He knows this ain't going to be no easy just. You going to have to take some shit now before you get. He ain't fighting Wilder again.
I don't think so either. You're right. But that would be legendary. Well, yeah. Tyson got a fight against.
I would watch it again, though.
Of course. He got a fight against another guy. Like I said, he beat him twice already. He's going to fight him again. Another British black
guy. Yeah, but that's all like
Derek Chisora or some shit like that. That's going to be pretty cool.
I would still like to see him fight Joshua.
Joshua, I don't think he'll do
it. I still want to see him fight him.
Both of them.
Yeah, I want to see Fury fight Joshua too, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wilder ain't getting, Joshua ain't getting there.
Hell no. Nah, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, Joshua ain't that damn stupid. That was the smartest thing he ever did, not fight that day, especially now.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Do you think it would have went a different route with Fury if, let's say, if Wilder had got a, let's say Wilder and Joshua never, or Wilder and Fury never happened,
right?
But then he got Joshua first and cleaned his slate,
right?
He might have went to confidence a little bit more with Fury.
He had full confidence.
He did, though. You're right. Fuck, I thought I was going somewhere with that.
Yeah, he had full confidence. He never lost.
That's true.
He was 40 and 41 knockouts, nigga. Nigga, what you talking about?
Okay, how about this? How about this? Let's say Fury never got up from the punch. And Wilder won their first fight.
Right.
Do you think if he had a rematch Fury, that Fury would have beat up Wilder?
He'd have knocked him out again after that.
Probably, huh?
Because he got up. No one ever got up like that. So
he pulled his card.
And then got up and started punching him. So then he let him know, nigga, that was different. That was the difference.
That fucked him up.
That was the difference in it.
Yeah, fucked him
up. If he'd have knocked him out, flatlined him, he lost. And he got a revenge.
Mentally got him.
And he got a revenge. Okay, let's go a rematch. Because I was getting up at the end. Let's do it again. He'd have knocked his ass out again. Probably. But nigga, he got up, took that shit. Nigga, what? Yeah, it was, and the Wilder never seen that. Like, oh shit,
he got up.
Fuck.
They were supposed to call the fight though.
They were supposed to.
They were supposed to call the fight when he first knocked him out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he was roll eyes running to the school. So
evidently, that wasn't what he supposed to do because he got up and beat the shit out of him.
They should have called it though. That would have saved Wilder life.
They should have, and I feel they should. That's my little brother, man.
Yeah, no question. Y'all definitely brothers. But I think that I'm telling you, God didn't make it happen because Wilder needed to feel that pain of them losses. It humbled him.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because
he thought he was the most indestructible nigga in life.
No question. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know what it probably sucked for him on the perception of the world.
He went and told it up and all that.
Yeah. He was doing the talking to shit and all that. That was wild. That was weird. What was that about?
Shout out to Wilder.
What the fuck? That was whoa.
He dropped the album too tight.
Did you listen to it? Did you like it?
Nah, I didn't listen to it.
Okay. That's your brother. You ain't supporting your brother?
Oh, yeah, that's true. He dropped a song.
You got to support your little brother.
He got a singing song, yeah.
Yeah, you got to support Wilder, brother,
man. I got to listen to that song.
But I say this, though. I totally forgot what I was about to say. But the thing is, though, is with Wilder and that shit, right? It's like, it probably was embarrassing for him on the surface level of him being that confident and fully.
Damn!
Yeah. And then that happening.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, but it probably did wonders for his personal life with his family, with his wife. With his people, it probably did wonders there.
Because he came back refreshed. Even Wilder is a natural slender guy like me too. So when he got big, that 240, that wasn't his mold. His mold is skinny man, kill you, strength man.
Yep.
And he realized that too. So that
when he put that armor on, that nigga looked crazy.
When he did put that weight on, he put that arm on?
No, he was a monster.
That nigga looked crazy.
That is National Geographic, though.
Yeah.
He was a... Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah. He held it good, though.
But he was slower. His shit is natural, the skinny man strength.
But you got to imagine that that power would have been there even more, though. So you kind of get his concept.
But it slowed him down.
Yeah, with the pain.
His shit come on
lightning. You need no more oomph.
The skinny man strength.
But shit, I mean, you can't blame him for recalibrating everything after that.
It was too much size bumping him. Yeah. So he figured, let me get bigger.
Too ragdoll.
That's not him. Yeah. But his ragdoll is his strength. Because it's straight this nigga.
No, Fury was ragdoll, you know what I'm saying?
He was too big and ragdoll.
Yeah.
But his natural strength is from the skinny man strength from God. It ain't no muscle strength. It just come from that. It wasn't no weight. Nigga was just, he was born with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he trying to reconfigure
it. He be doing that motherfucker.
He got that motherfucker.
What did he do? Just pour the motherfucker. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. You hit that nigga with that. And that nigga, he died.
Cause that last nigga, boy.
And he barely hit him.
And that nigga was, it wasn't even fully cocked. He grazed him with the bullet.
Yeah, it wasn't like.
It was a bullet graze.
He didn't hit the ground like, man, I hurt. He was
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah.
He was out of there.
Leave that nigga wide alone, bro. Leave that nigga alone.
So, but it do give you a different type of respect for Fury, though, to know that he was taking shit like that on back to back mooks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And was eating them tight.
Cold.
That nigga Fury's a legendary motherfucker.
Fury's one of the most legendary fighters of all time. I think he's the best.
But you can't respect the Wilders. You can't respect Wilders like it's hard to like really fathom his not respect is the wrong word. You can't really fathom how strong his hits are watching him fight Fury. But when you watch him knock out that last nigga, it makes you look back at the fight with Fury like, damn.
Well, how? Because he knocked him down every fucking fight like 2-3 times.
I know, but he got up.
It wasn't no flatline, but like
the first one. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody else was flatline. No one got more flatlines than Wilder. It ain't close.
I believe so, too.
Nigga like Mike Tyson. No, Mike Tyson wasn't flatlining, eye-rolling niggas,
No,
man.
Yeah. No, this nigga was, niggas
put
was
niggas
dead.
Nigga
had to get out on a stretcher.
Plenty times.
Yes.
Niggas get hit, boom. That one nigga folded
up. Not even George Foreman had them kind of motherfuckers.
We watched this shit, brother.
Yep, yes, we did.
No one is giving nigga eye roller stretcher motherfuckers.
Wilder's the nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's why I say it's hard to fathom. Like, even though you've seen Wilder or Fury going down,
right?
It ain't until you see him fight a regular nigga full professional
like
boxer.
That one nigga that he did, the light skinned nigga, hit that nigga, clapped in the legs.
Oh my God, that was bad. And he was talking so greasy. Oh, but there's no way he believed
what he
was saying.
He just turned the button off a nigga to just
cop the boom. Like lights out.
It's like when you blow up a building, that
motherfucker. Yeah.
He implodes C4. Yeah,
because
it's the brain. It ain't even like the pain. It's just your brain get turned off.
Boof.
Yeah.
Yep, it's just gone. I'm telling you, bro, them niggas probably got some damage done to
their
brain.
All the niggas he hit like that.
Man. So imagine if he hit a regular nigga.
You're going to die.
Because if you said Jake Paul fucked up Nate Robinson type understanding, so imagine what it's like to get hit by Wilder.
Or in the street, like, what's up, nigga hit you with the raw hand. Come on, man.
Dead.
Yes.
Did.
No question.
Did. You think if so here goes a big understanding. So remember when Tyson turned around and started beating the nigga in the plane, white boy?
Right.
Wilder do some shit like nigga gonna die.
Yeah, raw hand is turn and go, ha!
It's over.
Nigga,
yeah, it's over. It's over. I ain't gonna lie to you, it's over.
Nigga, it's gonna
be the biggest test. And if Wilder was 50, I'm telling you, even if he was the same age as Mike Tyson,
it's gonna be even worse, gonna be old man strength.
Yep. Over. It did.
Come on, bro. Shout out to Wilder, man. Hey, bro.
You think everybody ever going to play with Wilder like that? You think anybody ever play with him?
No.
Like, no, since he's been a boxer, you know, like, man, fuck you, Wilder.
Out there in the street?
Yeah, just.
People do that, like, from afar. Niggas is trolls and drunk weirdos. I didn't see them. Remember they done in England throwing drinks on them and shit? Yeah. But they in the stands. They going to be, like, right here.
Once they did, though, you think Wilder got enough restraint in him to not?
Nope, he's going to hit him.
Because even Connor beat up the old nigga type in the money.
Connor is a gangster, though.
Yeah.
Plus the old nigga
Goodfellas type.
Playing with that nigga double. He take that drink. Stole all that old
He like
nigga.
That little nigga on Goodfellas. What's funny? What's about me is
he
funny?
On that. He
what's
on that.
Funny about what the fuck I'm saying?
Connor on that. The nigga understand the Khabib shit. They slapped one of his homeboys. He was in Ireland. Let's get some understanding.
Yep.
He slapped his homeboy in New York City.
Yep.
He was in Ireland. He heard about it. Jumped on a private jet with 30 niggas. Got there the next day and did that. What are you talking about? Nigga is definitely motherfucking.
One of the ones.
Nigga jumped on a jet, nigga from Ireland.
Acting that dumb.
With 30 niggas.
He don't give up two motherfuckers, do he?
Nigga, come on, man. Connor one of them ones for real.
So who
and
you
he got the bag.
So who you think you better fight, Logan Paul or Jake Paul?
Jake.
Mm.
Logan lost every fight he fought.
He did.
Yeah.
He did start it with Mayweather, though.
Yeah, he lost.
He did lose, though.
To a nigga, he's 60, 70
And there
was
your verification move right there.
Like, I already sent it. Like, he's 60, 70 pounds.
I'm late to the party.
It's all good.
Okay.
But, shout out to Jake, man. I always make fun of him because they crackers. You know, I like to make fun of white people. But any day, I do got a lot of respect for him. I get what he do. And I'm saying I respect what they do.
That was a racial slur, but
yeah, fuck whites. But, damn. It's still, It's admirable because we in the same
field. You just
we
like know. The white pussy.
I love
that's your,
it.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I love it.
So fuck the white, just especially, not the white pussy.
Especially blonde hair, blue eye, motherfucker.
That's your type of pussy right
yeah,
there.
I like good goddamn Adolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were saying something about the other day. You were talking about the Asian women too. That was actually pretty funny when you said that. I said you got to talk about that on the podcast.
What
did
I say about Asian?
You said you like a good nigga Asian bitch.
I do like black Asian bitches. I don't like regular Asians or like a white Asian. I like a Asian hood bitch.
Yeah.
I like that. And I don't like white girls that do that. Yeah. I like an Asian bitch though.
Why? What is that?
I don't know. It's just something about how they look and they talk like that. It's just something that's getting something to me. You know what I'm saying?
For real?
Yeah, they look like a. The
but not with a white girl when they do it.
No, I don't like that. Hell no. I like a Starburst drinker. I like Cyndi Lauper, listen to her.
Yeah.
I like a polka dancer.
Okay.
I like a square dancer. I like country music, Dolly Parton, listening to her.
So keep it funky.
I like a Kia driver. I like a Jetta. I like a bug driver. I don't like no bitch on no motherfucking Caprice on 22s. I don't like a bitch in an Escalade with 24-inch Forgiatos on it. I don't like the bitch listening to Gucci Mane.
So is it okay for the Asian bitch to say nigga, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
They niggas.
But not the white bitch.
Fuck no. Unless she fine, it's the first time I fuck.
Okay.
Say a couple times. The bitch out the fuck I done said this already, bitch. Stop.
So what terms can she say nigga under if you ain't fuck?
Whatever. A white bitch?
Yeah.
That's barely. There's going to be a bear like in a song or, oh, this nigga, like okay. After, before I fuck.
Okay.
But after that, bitch ain't no more nothing. It's over with.
Right.
Stop it. Okay. Don't even post nothing with nigga in it, like a caption like, oh, this nigga bitch, hey, it's over with. Don't do that.
Okay.
No
so but so it's safe to say, okay, what about this though? Right? You already sauteed, flambéed.
Yeah.
And then you in the puss type and she using the nigga.
Hey, I want to be Toby in the pussy. I want to be Kuta Kinte. Kuta Kinte, Chicken George.
No, I'm
just pushing. Nah, I ain't accepting that, brother. She can talk about, I got
you
the black.
Shit.
She can say, I like the big black dick, gimme, and all that ain't no nigga talk, though. We ain't doing that.
And when you in there, she's like, gimme that nigga dick.
Nah, I'm going to slap the
you
going to jail.
You going to pull out and just stop?
Nah, I'm going to fuck her. I'm going to nut in that. I'm going to make a nigga inside of her.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that yogurt in that bitch and play with me.
Yeah.
You're going to be a nigga too. Have you? Bitch. But nah, I ain't going to step down. I'm going to finish the pussy, man.
Yeah, yeah. But then you're going to be like, hey, what was that about?
Don't
be
you
after?
Ever say that again, bitch.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. Yeah. We ain't accepting that.
Yeah.
But before, we're going to take a little bit.
Okay.
And she fine. Right.
But the Asian women, they can fully nigga,
Frankie.
Oh, shit. No.
I'm going to say she can say it like that.
Shout out my nigga Frank.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't care.
They can be nigga all day.
Nigga, I am a nigga.
Damn.
That shit don't bother me, bro. I like what they said.
Yeah, so you like a ghetto Asian bitch. Like
she got but still gotta handle business though.
But she gotta you prefer it. So a good Americanized Asian woman that you know what I'm saying? You rather have a good ghetto nigga Asian.
But she get money, handle business too though.
But she talk with the slang, got the purple hair.
I like that. I don't know about purple hair. I don't know.
You know
that
something I'm just saying, brother.
Yeah, I don't know where that's
one thing she wanna have a couple purple streaks. She wanna act black too.
How do you act black, brother?
No, I'm saying, like, if she want to have the purple with the red type with the understanding, maybe she want to listen to Cardi B type.
How you act black?
I don't know, sir. I'm just throwing out intangible things.
You mean she does like hip-hop culture? Does like the culture?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jeez.
Because I don't know how you act.
Trying to goddamn.
I didn't know all black people act the same. There's a lot of black people, sir.
Come on, champ.
Yeah, let's refrain
from
that.
Come on, champ.
But yeah, I do. There's something about that when they got the hip-hop texture with it. Like I like that little niggerism in them. I like that.
So you prefer that?
Yeah, but they got to hustle out their own money.
But you don't care if they take ghetto type.
You done seen the ones that like ghetto with the talkery, but they got their money. They be hustling. They be fly. They, you know what I mean? Buoyed up with the nigga. Yeah.
Okay.
But they niggered up with the talkery.
Okay.
I like them ones.
Okay.
But I like a white, a nigga Asian type.
Okay.
That rhyme. I like a white, and a nigga Asian type.
Okay.
Three of them.
Okay.
Three of them.
But so it's safe to say a Mexican woman can definitely say nigga all day. Then.
For sure. That's come on, brother. We niggas.
Yeah, that's
they all. Niggas too.
We niggas together.
Yeah,
huh?
For sure. I don't care. They're my people. We niggas together. You know what I'm saying? They're my brothers.
Yeah.
They're my brown brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? For real, they can say it. I don't give a why are you mad at them?
Yeah.
Puerto Rican ain't nothing but black. They got dropped off.
What about like a Sweden type of understanding?
Cause they say that's different.
What about them?
I can't accept it.
They that's, white? That's type, to white. The, that, to that's, the look?
That's and natural it. Norwegian type than them white. That's a different type of white, but that's pure white, man.
Switzerland's type?
Yeah, that's pure. That's too much white.
French? Denmark, what about French?
Yeah, you too white. You niggas too conqueror blood. Anything with conqueror blood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't accept it.
What about Alaskan white?
You mean like an Eskimoian?
Yeah, like the
Eskimo. An Eskimo bitch can say it.
Okay.
She Eskimo. That's tight nigger dripping there.
Okay, okay.
They got Eskimo.
Oh, okay.
I don't fuck Eskimo bitch. That pussy got to be cold.
Did you ever get Samoan when you was out in Hawaii?
I fucked Samoan, that damn Tongan bitch, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I had a bitch, actually, it's crazy because she found me on Instagram, followed me. She from Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
And she had a layover here for a couple hours.
Oh, that was more than enough time for you.
What? Came here, fucked that pussy, sent her back on the plane in Netherlands.
Oh, damn.
Yep,
cream pie on the leaking the whole way.
I was going to do it, but I didn't do it. I was still scared. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You was more considerate about her long flight.
Yeah.
You don't want her to be leaking all over the seats.
There's going
to
be too much what's that biodegradable juice?
Too much organic ooze flowing.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But I definitely did that, though. A bitch was from Netherlands.
She
was
a Tongan.
Yeah, she was a Tongan. She might hear this. Hey, bitch, you remember? Told that pussy up, didn't I? And then sitting on the flight.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Just had a 3-hour layover. Came her for like, you know, all I need be about 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But she here for like an hour, saute, give her a good talk, fake talk, fuck the pussy, sit her on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that.
Haven't talked to her since?
She be on my Instagram tapping in sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that though. Three of them.
Oh, yeah.
That was a legendary one. That was historical of me, actually.
That was fully.
Damn. Yeah, I do some masterful shit, man.
Where did y'all go, man? That's the episode.
No, I didn't do nothing while I was in Hawaii. I had my joint with me, so I was, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you
was being nice.
I was being cordial.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was cool of you, bro. I think that was very nice of you. It shows love and growth with you.
I'm a growth, man.
Yeah, yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm about growth, man. We're gang growth, man.
Okay.
Three of them.
I thought you'd probably enter them with them, and then you'd all been in there type.
Could have, but I was on more just enjoying the scenery and the natural habitatry. You know what I mean? But
you
I could
take some time off.
Yeah, I wanted to relax. Had to rekindle my greatness.
Organic sauce been getting too much understanding. okay.
They used all mine up. And I told y'all about that before.
Yeah, you used up all the raw moves.
Yeah, it was all used up.
All so used up, gone.
Yeah, I had to go make it to the next month.
Yeah, you got
to
be safe, brother.
Yeah, it was the end of the month. My birthday on the 29th. I had to make it to the.
And that's 41, too, so it's understandable. Yeah, that makes sense.
Motherfucking jig all the way up.
Well, there y'all go. It is.
The jig is up.
Episode 53. The jig is all the way the fuck up, man. That is it. That is all. You know what I'm saying?
Organic
make sure y'all
news.
Still tuned for the
top
next
of the
episode,
news,
man.
We up out of here, man. Top
of the podcast clip, though. Tell it, man. Product placement. Y'all want some understanding? You know what I mean? Three going, yeah, I'm going to tumble down, you know, with this, with a little bit of that, with a little bit of
yeah, we did the beginning, man. Hit us up, man. Ball or nothing else at Yahoo.
Yes.
Hit that partnership, shout out, whatever you need. We got
top of the MOOC on TikTok and Instagram.
Up everything, man. We going top of the MOOC with it, man. The best, biggest, most ferocious podcast in the world.
Come on,
episode 53, nigga. We out of here, man.
Yeah.
Don't you do that.
Top of the MOOC. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.